This is Will Wheaton. You're listening to Radio Brendoman.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Radio Brendoman. I'm Brendan Creasy, and Phil is still out hiking somewhere on the John Muir Trail. Well, he should be heading back in by now because he said he's going to be back tomorrow, I think. And so I got a new guest with me. Last week we had the View. This week we got the Ben. Matt Benson, what's going on?
Hello, it's good to be here. This is exciting. This is, I believe this is my first time on Radio Brendoman.
I think so, now that I think about it, which is crazy. Because you've been on everything else.
Yeah.
Well.
I finally conquered them all.
Got them all.
Yeah.
Speaking of catching them all, are you playing Pokemon Go like everybody else?
I'm not playing Pokemon Go.
I tried to, and my phone already has some battery issues, and my battery died in like an hour, so I was like, I can't. Cause it's always on, and it like uses Google Maps, which like really sucks up.
Oh yeah. See, to me, it's just like a bullshit false promise, in that like, it would have been so easy for them to put the real actual like Pokemon game dynamics in there, and they didn't. They give you some weird dodge battling candy Stardust bullshit, and I'm not interested.
Well, they said they're going to actually have player versus player battles at some point.
So do that. Release a real game. Don't release a half game and then make us
wait.
There's
been a lot of crazy goings on with it where, like, there was some hoodlums used it to plan muggings.
I heard about that.
Like, they would entice people by, so I guess you can, Andrew was trying to explain it on Facebook, where I guess you can, like, set up a lure to lure more Pokemon or something.
Huh.
And then they put them in, like, remote areas, so people would come there to get the Pokemon, and then they get mugged in real life. I'm like, holy crap. You know, moms are having a field day with this.
I'll tell you, that was, last night, or 2 nights ago, I was out at a bar with a friend of the show, Andrew Lindy, the View and Ben View. And at one point in the night, he's like, hey, you want to go for a walk? And we walked into some weird Long Beach park in the middle of the night so he could catch Pokemon.
Yeah, there's people. I've been noticing people walking around looking for Pokemon. I think it's great, but I also, cause it's crazy that how much a brand means to something, because this is not a new thing. There was a game that Google, like, They basically partnered with this company, and they made this game called Ingress, where you like, it's basically like a global, like using your phone and GPS and AR, it's like capture the flag kind of thing. And there's two teams. And then that company basically took that idea and they're like, well, what if we make it into Pokemon? And then it just took over like the freaking world. That's all like, I guess it's cause that's like, how big of a nerd I am that like that's my whole Facebook wall is just Pokemon
oh, yeah, mine
Go.
Too. Yeah,
it's just all people are talking about. And I went to Disneyland on Saturday, and there were so many times where like there was like people just stopped somewhere with their phones out, and like and then like there were people fighting over Pokemon because like,
jeez,
like it was crazy. But then also people working together and helping like kids, and I don't know. It seemed like Kyle Harris just posted something on Facebook. Like, he's like, I was at Barnes & Noble and I actually like had conversations with people and we're trying to find Pokemon and stuff. So I'm like, there's good and bad.
Yeah,
the bad is you might get murdered or robbed.
Find a body or cause a traffic accident, because I've also seen those stories.
Yeah, like, Chris Hayner was complaining where he's like, if I have to tell another person blocking a doorway while they're trying to catch a Pokemon to get out of the way, or like, are like in a parking spot, or like other things, like he's like, I'm gonna have some real rage. So like it just seems pretty nuts. But yeah, I'm not, I just, I like, I have too many things taking over my life, and also, like, it hijacked my phone. And also, there is some privacy concerns. Somebody figured out that, like, the Pokemon Go, the permissions on the app are, like, really crazy.
Yeah,
like,
I heard that.
You can, like, read your emails and search history and everything. And I'm telling, okay, so did you install the, what was that, the Miitomo app? So the Miitomo app is just a giant information gathering thing. And it wasn't even like slick about it. It was basically like one of the questions that you, cause you just answered these questions. One of them was just straight up like, what was the last thing you purchased?
Like, yeah. Griffin Macro was talking about on one of his podcasts. He always makes fun of it. His go-to one was that when he played it, it asked him if he liked Two Broke Girls.
So this like dumb, so I wouldn't be surprised if Nintendo is doing quite a bit of data mining.
Yeah.
And now people have basically given Nintendo all their phones. So I don't know. We'll see what happens with that, I guess.
Yeah.
So let's talk about for those listeners that might not listen to other Ben V Network shows. I mean, what's wrong with you listeners? But hey, man, that might happen. Tell a little bit about yourself. I mean, well, a little bit about what you do. I don't know.
Okay.
Who's Matt Benson?
I founded the Ben V Network with Andrew Lindy. I do Benson's Boombox, which is a show that sort of updates intermittently. I do Shut Up Leonard with Andrew, or I did. It was about the TV show Community, but then we ran out of episodes of Community. I do Pick Your Path, which is a scripted sort of choose your own adventure style podcast. We are currently writing season 2, so get ready for that. I'm very excited about that. That's what I do on Benview.
Very cool. And you have an interesting history with Phil and myself.
That's true.
So I actually met you because when I was doing the Brendo Man Minute on Bagged and Boarded, I got an email. This would have been in like 2009.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I got an email from one Matt Benson saying, "Hey, I heard you on Bagged and Boarded. Do you know Phil Vecchio?"
Yeah.
And then I was like, "Yeah." And then it turned out that you actually were in Phil's like small group when Phil was helping out at a youth group at church, because you were going to the church because your parents worked there.
Yeah.
And so Phil was like your small group leader, and you guys basically you guys played video games and talked to and hung out and played video games.
It was a good time.
So it was when you were in junior high school?
Yeah, would have been. Yeah.
Man.
Like 8th grade, yeah.
Man.
Well, that's when I met Phil. It was a few years later I met you. Yeah.
And then a few years later, so you're just listening to Bagged and Boarded? I take it you were like a Kevin Smith fan?
Yeah, I was a Kevin Smith fan. Smodcast was the only podcast I was listening to at the time because it was like the only one that I knew existed. Mm-hmm. And it was really enough for me that like I didn't know how to, oops, there's some kind of auto incident happening in my neighborhood. You probably just heard a car horn. Sorry about that.
Crazy.
But so I didn't know how to find other podcasts, and Smodcast was on had been on a 3-month hiatus, and so I just had nothing to listen to. And then one day, Quickstop, the site which hosted Smodcast at the time,
Quickstop Entertainment, now a site called Fred.
Yeah, they put up Bagged and Boarded, and I was like, oh, it's the second podcast that exists in the world. So I started listening to that, and then I heard you, and I remember you referenced Popbox Music, and that's why I thought, oh shit, I wonder if this guy knows Phil, and then the rest is history.
Yeah, and then, you ended up coming, you came to Comic-Con the first time. You just drove down, I think, for like the day or something.
Yeah, well, I had a badge. Phil said, hey, I can get you in for like Friday and Sunday, I think.
Uh-huh.
And then I was able to buy a badge for Thursday or something like that. So I had a badge for every day but Saturday. And I just found rides.
Oh, so you went back and forth. And so that was your first time going to Comic-Con. And
correct.
That was also when you didn't you, was that the famous when you threw up in Brian's car?
I don't remember his last name, but I remember being, I threw up in Jeff's car.
Oh, Jeff's car. Okay.
Yeah.
I knew you threw up in somebody's car.
But yeah,
it was the first time
I'd ever met this man. And he
was
happened
it Jeff
to be
Edwards?
Driving. I think it might have been.
Okay.
he happened to be driving towards like Orange County back that night, and I needed a ride, so he was kind enough to offer one.
And you suffered from horrible motion sickness.
Yeah, and not only that, so we had to go, because his car was at Phil's hotel in Escondido.
Oh, shit.
So we all rode together to Escondido down that stretch of Pacific Coast Highway, which yeah. If you know that stretch of Pacific Coast Highway, it is one of the most windy roads in the state. And I was in the back seat, and I just got so car sick just making it to Escondido. And then I rode the rest of the way home with Jeff, and we had to pull over three times for me to vomit.
Oh God.
One of them within like a mile of my house.
Oh my God.
Because I just couldn't make it any further.
Wow. So.
Yeah, that was a time.
Young Matt Benson throwing up in a stranger's car. And then the next year though, you got in with our crew.
Yeah.
I don't know what you would call our group now. I guess just now it's like the Benview posse.
Yeah.
I guess. But, so you actually stayed with me and my friend Adam and, in the room with bats.
Yeah.
But that was me, you and Adam and Nick, right? Nick
yeah.
Murphy. And, yeah. That first year and that I still think that was as far as like doing stuff. That was like the perfect Comic-Con year.
That was a great year. That was the year we saw Terry Gilliam, right?
That was, no, the year that you came, that wasn't the year you saw Terry Gilliam. That was the first year that you came was the year we saw Terry Gilliam.
I don't think so. I think it was the first year I came all 4 days.
Okay. Well, I'm not, okay. I'm trying to think. But I just know the year that I'm talking about that was the crazy year was the year that
yeah.
you and I just remember we got into everything. We saw the first Walking Dead panel, Danny Elfman.
Yeah.
And, we walked into Hall H and ended up seeing like that whole day of Hall H panels, including Scott Pilgrim. We went to the Kevin Smith party where you got like, you weren't allowed to go to the actual party and you yeah. had to hang out in a room with all the underage kids.
Yep. And Walt Flanagan, who was afraid of the party.
Who wasn't into the party. That was the one where that was right before Smodcastle started. And so I had gotten to know, I had known, Kevin's assistant, Megan. So I even got her she gave you a VIP bracelet and the hotel guy was like, no,
still wouldn't let me in.
And Megan, like we watched Megan tell the guy off and still the guy, they were not, cause I mean, like, I guess like laws and yeah. things. But still, that was the Comic Con where it seemed like everything just fell into place, and
yeah.
We had a lot of fun, and then from there, I mean, it's been, I mean, we're on our that was 2010, so that was 6 years ago. You've been going strong.
Yeah, haven't missed a con since.
And this year we've got the Benview timeshare situation.
Yep, the Benview sponsored timeshare,
and it's me, you, and Derek and Lindy, and yep. I'm excited. Are you pretty pumped up?
Yeah, I'm ready. Although I will say, at my summer job, they scheduled me 3 of the 4 days for Comic-Con. I've already gotten people to take 2 of those shifts, but as of right now, I'm still on my work schedule for Sunday, so I might have to leave. I might have to miss Sunday this year.
Man, well.
Hopefully they'll be able to get it.
I go back to work this Wednesday and then I'm off again next Wednesday. they got the time off because school hasn't started yet. So it's pretty much just going to be me working on stuff anyways. And, yeah. Cause like the teachers aren't even back until the 27th. And so it's pretty much just me and some of the other classified staff. I mean, I have a lot of work to do. I have to format like a couple hundred laptops. So now you have a school job now too, huh?
That's correct. Yes.
You work in a computer lab?
Well, I was the computer lab teacher at a school, but no longer. I will not be next year because they decided to hire someone else for next year.
Oh, so are you back to doing the other thing?
Yeah, I'll be a paraeducator again next year.
Well, maybe you can you'll get back in the computer now that you have, I mean, you have a little bit, you have experience now.
Yeah, it's true.
It'll happen for you, Benson.
Yeah. Thanks.
But so now you're back in the doggy daycare business?
Yeah, for just for the summer, I'm back at a dog daycare.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So you got into the world of podcasts through Smodcasts, and now you're like one of the, like, you seem to know more about podcasts. You and Andrew seem to know more about podcasts than anybody else that I know.
I listen to quite a few.
So we talked last time with Andrew about his favorites. What are some of your favorites?
I'll tell you.
What's your all-time favorite, never miss an episode, go back and listen to the archives?
Comedy Bang Bang is probably the one for me. That's
Scott Aukerman.
Yeah, I've been listening to that one since 2009 when it started. Big fan of that one. Recently, I eventually, you know, when I first started listening to podcasts, if I discovered a new podcast, I would always go back and listen to the archives first. But now podcasting has been around long enough that there's just, I've listened to too many, and there's like, you know, you can get a show with an archive of a few hundred.
Yeah.
So I tend not to do that, except for a show that I recently, within the last, I would say like 6 months, started listening to. My brother and me. I went back and listened to their whole 300 show archive.
I need to get into that show. I keep hearing
about it. Now I'm doing it again because it's so good, Brento. I'm going through for a second tour through that archive currently. It's a very good show. I highly, highly recommend that one.
So that's
and the entire
the two brothers, three brothers?
Three brothers.
And they just
three brothers, yeah.
They talk about stuff.
They give fake advice to people who write in, and then they also answer Yahoo Answers questions, which are often hilarious.
That's pretty good.
They were kind of the first ones to make fun of Yahoo Answers, which has now been like a segment on at midnight. And
yeah. There's like tumblers that's all like a lot of different things.
But they did it first and they did it best.
They also do, we talked about it last time and Josh talks about it quite a bit. They do that Monster Factory show.
Monster Factory is an amazing YouTube show. Yeah. Where they create just the worst looking video game characters they can and then play as them and goof about.
Nice.
They also do, this is the power of the McElroys, Griffin McElroy does with his wife a show called Rose Buddies, which is about The Bachelorette. And I now watch The Bachelorette because of Rose Buddies.
There's a ton of Bachelorette podcasts now, like Jensen Karp does one.
Yeah, with Melissa Stetton, who's on the Pistol Shrimps, the basketball team.
And then, doesn't Paul Scheer do one? Like, I feel like.
I think Paul Scheer's, I don't know if June's involved, but Casey Wilson.
Oh yeah,
I think it is Casey Wilson and Darrell do. It's reality shows.
They do like reality show. Yeah, because I listened to like a preview episode of that. And
but maybe Paul Scheer also does one. I don't know.
I know The Bachelorette is like a frequent topic in the comedy world now. It seems
I'll
like
say it. It's a good show, Brenda. You should watch.
The only person I know that like watches The Bachelor is Janelle, and I feel like her talking about it on the Mandarin Orange show on the Benview Network is enough for me.
Yeah,
but also
I should talk to Janelle.
Talk to Janelle about it.
Although I got to be careful because there's an episode tonight, but I'm not going to be able to watch it until Wednesday. So if you see me on the street, don't spoil The Bachelorette for me.
I know Ralph Garman and then the guy that does sports at K-Rock, like they talk about it every Monday, Tuesday, like they are way into it. It's pretty
crazy. Paul Tompkins was on an episode of the Bachelor After Show last season, which still seems crazy to me.
Wow. So
and they had Nick Kroll and John Mulaney in character as Gil Faison and George Shake England,
like on The Bachelorette.
On The Bachelorette after show, the like the Talking Dead style.
They like show up. On The
Bachelorette. and Molly Hawkey, also from the Pistol Shrimps, the basketball team that I enjoy, and it's a great podcast, yeah. Pistol Shrimps Radio. She kind of went viral where she was inserting herself into The Bachelor.
Wow.
Last season.
All right. Well, for you, what's the appeal? Like, it's just so ridiculous, or it's actually intriguing?
Of The Bachelorette?
You actually care about these people?
Well, I'll tell you, the podcast kind of, in a weird way, made me care. I wanted to know what they're talking about on the podcast. And then, yeah, you do kind of, you get caught up in the competition of it. It's like watching sports, but I can understand it.
That's cool. And that's also the appeal of Pistol Shrimps for you.
basically.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Well, that's exciting. All right. So, sorry, my computer did a dumb thing here.
It's all right. And I was distracted because my dog came and put his face in my face. So I was a little distracted as well.
How many dogs do you have?
Well, I live on my own now. So it's just one.
You just got the one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nucky?
Nucky. Yeah. He came with me. But my parents did. They did get a new dog, so they're back up to two at home.
He's like, I think you see, you posted a pic. That's the new dog that you posted. I saw a picture of a new dog.
Yeah, that's Luna. That's my parents' new dog.
Okay, well, that's cool. So you're a dog. You're definitely a dog person, not a cat person.
You know, I've always considered myself sort of equal because I do love cats as well. But I think I've come to realize that I do slightly edge more towards the dog side.
Cool.
My roommates have a cat as well, so there is a cat in the main house.
Oh, gotcha. So Long Beach life is going well?
It's going very well. Loving it here. I ride my bike to the beach every morning. Unless I'm working, then I ride my bike to work.
What do you do at the beach? Just hang out?
I eat half a grapefruit. Nice. Based on the advice of Richard Gilmore.
Okay. Well, I guess that's good to take your advice after a fictional TV character.
Yeah, he seemed to know what he was talking about.
He was a very successful businessman.
He was. I mean, part of that is because he rolled over on Digger and betrayed him, and then that was never resolved, and I still have feelings about that.
That's true. I did not like that. I did not like that at all.
That was a real heel move from old Dickie Gilmore.
Well, let's get into a little bit of Gilmore Girls talk, because it's mentioned in this week's... We only have one reader mail this week, but it's a pretty good one. It comes from... Listener Brian Hill, also known as Gringo, who has appeared on this show. He's a friend of mine from college. We actually just went to Disneyland this weekend. He came to visit. Nice. It was awesome. But anyway, here we go. Let me pull this up here. He says it's like Gringo's, top whatever. So it's like a list. And, so number one. Oh, I want to ask you about this too. Mac and Cheetos. He says they're good, not great, but we're trying. Benson, have you had it?
I have sampled the Mac and Cheetos.
How was it?
I'm going to call it a severe letdown. They are so bland. It was like eating nothing.
That's what I've heard. I've heard there's not enough Cheeto.
There's not enough Cheeto there's barely a cheese flavor at all to it. And it doesn't even like, you know, sometimes with a fast food thing, they just kind of veer towards salty. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have that either. It's just super, super bland. Kind of tastes like nothing. I was very disappointed.
Maybe your mileage may vary depending on restaurant.
Maybe. Mm. I had one from a Burger King in Seal Beach, California. And let me tell you, it was underwhelming to say the least.
I haven't had it yet because the Burger King, I stopped going to the Burger King in Calamasa because out of protest, because they would never fix their fucking icy machine. So I had to drive all the way. I had to drive 30 miles to get a Surge icy when they had Surge ices. Now they don't even have them anymore. And bummer. So I was like, you guys never fix your icy machine.
And I certainly understand stopping patronage to a fast food place as a protest.
As your war with Carl's Jr. is well documented.
Yes.
And it continues.
It does. Yes.
Did you ever do the 7-Eleven, like that Dorito thing that they had?
No, because I hate Doritos. That's
a Doritos fan.
Everything about me would lead a person to believe I'm a Dorito fan.
Because you even like Taco Bell.
Yeah.
But not Doritos.
No, I've never had a Doritos Loco Taco because I don't care for Doritos.
Right. I haven't had the Dorito thing at 7-Eleven because I'm scared of 7-Eleven food.
Oh, you got to get over that fear, Brendo. 7-Eleven food is great.
You don't know how long those Big Bites have been there.
But I've eaten a Big Bite and I've found it to be a delicious experience. Big Bites are great, and let me tell you, forget the food that's in the heater there. The 7 Select brand, the prepackaged stuff.
Oh yeah, I'm all about their prepackaged stuff.
Okay, good. I want to make that very clear. The 7 Select is perhaps the strongest generic brand on the market.
The 7
right now.
Select cookies, all the different cookies are great. Their gummies are great. Their gummy Coke bottles are great.
Oh yeah.
They're like all their stuff, except there was a wasn't there problems with the 7-Eleven water? Wasn't there like a recall?
Perhaps. I didn't hear about that, but perhaps.
But I don't think that's currently going on.
I will say this though.
What about the Nice brand? I'm a fan of the Nice brand.
Oh, I'm a big fan of the Nice brand. Although I did briefly feud with Walgreens after they discontinued the Mountain Wave soda, which was better than Mountain Dew. Mountain Wave Nice was so good, and they discontinued it, and it's a goddamn shame.
Yeah, but it is weird. The Nice brands, they do come and go quite a bit.
Yeah, I have made peace with Nice. Actually, just today, I had a bag of Nice sour gummy worms.
Mm.
And are you familiar with the other generic Walgreens brand?
No.
There's like a brand division at Walgreens where Nice is their main brand, and then they have their fancy Walgreens generic brand.
Is that the one where they do like
Delish?
The Delish, like the mixed nuts and some of the other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's weird because there is Delish. Because they have Nice mixed nuts and they have Delish mixed nuts.
Yeah, the Delish ones are like the really fancy.
Yeah, I had a bottle of smart water basically, but it was Delish electrolyte water, and I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Okay.
What I will say about 7 Select though is me and my whole family a while ago got into a kick where we were very into the 7 Select chocolate chip cookie ice cream sandwiches.
Yeah.
They're very delicious. I will say though, I've been eating a little healthier since I moved out. I've lost some weight actually. I stopped drinking soda. But it was the 4th of July. I passed a 7-Eleven. I thought, you know what? I'm going to live a little for the 4th of July. I'm going to eat a 7 Select cookie ice cream sandwich. And I ate it. And for the next 5 hours, I felt like I was going to die. So you got to make sure your body is used to the 7 Select food sometimes.
You have to, like, if you go on a purge of it, then you won't.
Yeah, if you've been eating healthy for a few months and then you just dip into a 7 Select ice cream sandwich, it's
body will reject it.
I felt so sick after I ate that. And it's not even like a huge thing, but no, I just...
Because when your body gets used to things, then it develops... Because like one summer, there was a few reasons, but I didn't eat meat for a whole summer.
Interesting.
And well, because I was living with... You met my friend Mike.
Oh, yeah.
He stayed at his house. And he was on, I was staying with him and he was on a big veggie kick and he was eating like Boca burgers and stuff. Hmm. And so because I was eating with him, like I just kind of, and I was like, well, these are all right. And all the other different stuff. And so we both did it. And then like when I was done with my internship, Mike took me to Outback Steakhouse
and we
had a giant steak and after not eating meat for like 2 months, I was violently ill for like 4 days.
Jesus.
Like just violently ill. Like my body was like, what are you doing? It was bad.
Oh boy.
But yeah.
Yeah, every once in a while I'll think about going on a veggie kick just as like a challenge. Just as like a little challenge for myself, but it never seems worth it.
Yeah, I tried to do it, but then I went back to my school in the Midwest, and our cafeteria, the salad bar, they didn't even have the salad bar every day. It was just sometimes, and it was like home cooking, so there was just like meat product and everything, and I couldn't do it. I could not do it.
I've recently discovered though, and I've eaten it a few times since willingly. Veggie Grill does a very delicious.
Veggie Grill's really good.
Yeah, they do a BLTA that'll knock your socks off.
Yeah. We had one of my old bosses was like a super vegetarian and so but he would buy us Veggie Grill sometimes like for everybody and it was really good. I like it. I like Veggie Grill.
And their fries are so good too.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well number 2, here's a controversial hot button topic.
Okay.
Batman v Superman. Am I the only one in the Brendo universe that loves this movie? Yes, you are.
Sorry, bud.
I mean, come and then this is weird. This is what I don't understand. He says, "I mean, come on, Pacific Rim was amazing. So was this. Ties up those loose ends. What?
I don't know what he means. I don't know.
Are you talking about that director's cut that I'm never gonna watch? Because I will never sit through that movie again. And also, if I don't know the correlation between this and Pacific Rim.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out.
Maybe because like Pacific Rim was pretty mindless, but Pacific Rim wasn't a DC like comic, like it wasn't a Superman. Pacific Rim was giant kaiju robots.
Also, fighting. Pacific Rim wasn't nearly as dumb as Beavis Doge.
And Beavis Doge was just like really dumb. I'm sorry. It didn't, I couldn't, I don't know. Like, people have heard us rail on it quite enough. I would like to hear your, what are your thoughts, Benson?
On Beavis Doge?
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks. I don't know what else there is to be said at this point.
Are you like Andrew and totally now like no DC movies?
No, I'll still go see all of them because I like to punish myself.
I mean, Suicide Squad could be good, right?
We've had this conversation before, Brendo. Jared Leto is literally my least favorite actor of all time.
You hate Jared Leto.
With a passion.
Have you watched My So-Called Life yet?
No.
You should watch My So-Called Life. I think it'll warm you up. Well, he's kind of a dick on that show.
I feel like, and granted, this is based on nothing, but I feel like you telling me to watch My So-Called Life to like Jared Leto is like if I said I hate Jared Padalecki and you told me to watch Gilmore Girls.
I guess you're right. Because that wouldn't make you like him. But Jordan Catalano is not really likable. I never understood people liking, because he's like, he's not nice to Angela, like, ever.
Yeah.
And then he, like, fucks over Brian Krakow. But I don't know, well, I guess you haven't watched the show, so I can't, because, like, I want to talk, you should watch, My So-Called Life is really good.
Yeah. I hear that. I hear that's good.
You're a fan of the teen melodramas.
Yeah, that's correct.
And so, Brian, I'm sorry. I mean, I respect the fact that you're like the one guy I know that's like, this is great. Well, him and Jeff Edwards also insists that it's good.
Yeah, I have a few friends who like it, but I can relate to your plight, Brian, because I'm the one person who didn't like Civil War. So it's like we're weird mirrors of each other.
I don't even know how to respond to that. we need to do a Popsicles because I feel like we could talk about a lot of stuff. I mean, Derek is just like all over the place.
Yeah.
Like now I don't know what Derek's going to like because he's just all over the place.
He's become a real wild card this year.
All right. Next on Brian's Gringo's top whatever, number 3, DC's New Frontier, per recommendation from Mark Bolton. There you go. Comic Nerds Unite. Great read. Have you read New Frontier?
No. I very rarely read DC.
So well, so it's Darwin Cook, and it basically bridges the, gold and silver eras, I guess, or one of those. It's takes place during, like, that era. It's really good, and it's Darwin Cook, and, great read. Writing is amazing. Also, they made a really good, animated, like, DC's animated movies are really good, and this one was one of my favorites.
Do you think that the animation in The Killing Joke looks really bad?
I haven't seen it.
That's what everyone's saying based on the trailer, but I seem to be the one person who really likes it.
I'm excited. I want to watch it. I mean,
yeah. And to me, the anime, it looks like a kind of 90s, like it almost looks like the X-Men cartoon from the 90s, like, mm-hmm. Which, I mean, maybe because I grew up on that, that's why
maybe
I like it.
Maybe people, because it's The Killing Joke, wanted some kind of different style.
I guess, but everyone's saying that it looks like cheap, which I don't know. I don't see that at all.
I haven't seen it. They're doing the premiere at Comic-Con.
That's pretty cool.
Hopefully try and watch it.
Yeah, see if we can get in.
All right. Number 4. How about Mark Bolton as a guest commentator? Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, I'll back that. I love Mark Bolton.
Yeah, he did a good job. And, hopefully we're going to have him and Tim on sometime, which I also, that was enlightening. We found out it was Tim Van Ottrev.
Really?
Yeah.
Mark Bolton, that's new to
Mark,
me.
Well, Mark said he found that out, like, just like they've been friends for years, and he found that out just like last year. But I guess like Tim doesn't even care because he had to do some research to find out that it was Van Ottrev.
Oh, interesting. And I was thinking, how did I not know? But I guess they don't, like, they don't really say his last name on the show. They just say Mark and Tim.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. And then he recommends a podcast episode. Number 5, he says, The Tim Ferriss Show, episode 107, the scariest Navy SEAL I've ever met and what he taught me. Tim Ferriss interviews the latest self-development type folks. Oh, yeah, because he talks about, like, it's like a lot about Tim Harris is the 4-hour work week guy.
Okay.
And I did like his 4-hour body, and that's when I lost all that weight. But it was not very sustainable for me, unfortunately. And then he says the episode where he talks to the Navy SEAL was really good.
Okay.
So there you go. I found out about him because he was on WTF, and he was really entertaining on WTF. Seeing WTF, there's a must-listen episode. He interviewed both Joe Dante and John Carpenter in the same episode.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing. John Carpenter's like touring or like doing music now.
Yeah.
And, like, playing shows and stuff. I think that'd be really cool to check out.
Yeah.
And he seems like just a really cool guy. He's kind of like old. He reminded me, like, the way he talked about like the horror movies of today reminds me of like when they interview old wrestlers. Like, these wrestlers today, they're going too fast. Like when Vader went off about Will Ospreay, he's like, oh, this is scripted. Like, that's what it sounds like listening to John Carpenter complain about the horror movies today. But there's some entertainment in that. Like, cause he's not
yeah,
like,
I like it when,
not, like,
I like it when
bitter,
someone...
but he's just,
yeah.
Like, let me tell you, in my time, I don't know.
I kind of like that type of old person in any kind of like, you know,
yeah.
field.
And then Joe Dante is just like a cool guy. And I didn't know that now he like mostly directs television episodes, which I'm glad that he's working, but that's just like, oh my God, like Joe Dante should be doing so much more than directing episodes of whatever, like just random TV shows.
That's what I said about Heavyweight Stephen Brill, and then he directed The Do-Over, and I was sad.
That's true. Sometimes you're like, oh no.
Yeah, sometimes it backfires.
Yeah. All right. Then he says, Supergirl, amazing show. What a neat thing to see a dude as a damsel in distress. First episode is a definite must watch. Looking forward to see it on the CW. I don't watch the other CW DC shows, but Supergirl is pretty great. Have you watched?
I've been hearing good things about it.
I've been hearing good things about it.
Check it out.
I haven't watched it because I'm not a big fan of the other DC shows, like, at all.
Yeah.
I've tried to watch them. Can't get into it.
I watched the first episode of The Flash. I thought it was all right.
I don't like that dude that plays Flash.
Oh, the evil gay boy from Glee?
Yeah.
He was the villain, the villainous gay on Glee?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I do like that they brought in John Wesley Shipp and some of the crossover stuff that they're doing.
I like Tom Cavanaugh a lot. I like to see him on a show.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. We'll see what happens with all this stuff. And they do a lot of crossovers and, yeah. And then number 7. So this is where the tie-in is. Gilmore Girls finally got around to watching it. So there we go. Another convert.
Yes.
Which is important because, although it's really funny, they did a really weird news announcement on Netflix that caught a lot of, like, fooled a lot of people. Cause they're like, the episodes are all available July this. And everyone thought that meant the new Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
But it was just, no, they're available worldwide. But in the US, we already had them. So it's basically a non-news item. But everybody freaked out for a minute. It was like, oh shit. But then it's like, oh, nope, not till November.
Or they aren't even, they said November. I think they just
said
like
a date.
Fall or winter. They just, yeah.
The fact that now that they're, like, cause I think they're done filming or they're almost done. And the fact that there's new Gilmore Girls in the can is just holy crap.
It's so exciting.
It's so exciting. And the fact that they ended up getting everybody. Except Richard Gilmore, of course.
Yeah, unfortunately.
That's gonna be how they're gonna start. The show, it's gonna start on like such a bummer.
Yeah, I'm gonna cry so much.
I'm gonna cry immediately.
Yeah.
And then if she picks Logan. What if she picks Logan?
What if she picks Dean? Oh, fuck, no, I cannot
consider
that.
You'd rather
possible.
Her end up with Dean than Logan?
No, I would rather Logan than Dean, for sure.
I'd rather have Dean than Logan is the worst.
No, he's not. Logan is just like kind of an asshole, but Dean is a fucking possessive, emotionally abusive piece of shit.
Yeah, but she fucked around a little bit too.
That's why I hate Dean, because he brings out the worst in her.
You know who's the victim of all of this is that poor girl that Dean married. and divorce.
Yeah, that's fuck story. But look at Dean. Even in season one, right? Let's look at season one, Dean.
Okay.
Tristan is like the biggest fucking creep in the world.
Yeah.
Behaves horribly to Rory. And what does Dean do? He gets mad at Rory because he's jealous, because he's a possessive piece of shit.
He should have handled the Tristan situation right away.
Yes. And better, and been on her side instead of being like weird and jealous and a creep about it. God, Dean sucks.
I'm going to be happy to see, like, I mean, it's crazy that, Sarah Michelle Gellar brought this up. So, like, Danny Strong is coming back.
Okay. Remind me, who does Danny Strong play?
That is Paris's boyfriend, but he also plays Jonathan in the Buffy universe. And he won an Emmy.
Doyle. And
He won an Emmy. First, I forgot what he did. He won like an Emmy or nominated for an Oscar or something. Because now he writes and directs stuff.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But Sarah Michelle Gellar point out, like, hey, remember that? Did you watch? Are you a Buffy fan?
I've never seen them in order, but I've seen most of the episodes.
So like, there's the Buffy. Have you seen the Buffy episode where Jonathan made the wish? So he was basically the star of the show.
Yes.
So she's like, yeah, remember that? Like, that came true because Danny Strong, like, he does everything. He's on Mad Men. He's in movies.
Oh, yeah. I remember him on Mad Men, yeah.
And so it's like, remember that? Like, that happened. Like, he took over the world. And it's pretty awesome, and I'm excited to see him. I'm excited to see
Bootsy back. Bootsy hasn't been in an episode since season two.
Yeah, dude. They got a ton of people. I am hoping, because I saw Twitter, I really hope that who's the singer? Crap.
Oh, Grantley Phillips.
No.
Dave Grohl?
No, the singer for the band.
For Hep Alien.
Yeah, Hep Alien. What's the guy?
Zach.
No, but like the actual singer. It's
I'm out of names.
The 80s singer. I follow him on Twitter. I can't.
Sebastian Bach.
Sebastian Bach. Duh. Jeez.
Yeah, Gil.
Gil. But so
is Gil coming back? Because last I heard that was
He's been a little. He hasn't answered that on Twitter, so I think it's a surprise.
I really hope Gil is. I love me some Gil. I love Gil. Like Gil loves slimy food.
I'm just glad that we'll get if Gil's not there, I'm just happy because what's the dude from True Blood's name?
I never watched True Blood.
Well, he's the other main guy in Hep Alien that her husband.
Oh, Zach. Zach's the character.
Well, he was one of them. He was a main lead on True Blood for a long time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And yeah.
Lane deserves a better ending than what she got in season 7.
Yeah, just
because her life gets fucked in season 7.
Basically, he just isn't the end. Like he just left her with the kids so he could go on tour.
Yeah, it is. And like also like part of it is that like she has vowed to like never have sex because she didn't like it. Like
oh yeah, she didn't like sex because she got that's pregnant like the very first
never time. Resolved. Like she is like never...
Lane's kind of in a bad place.
It just sucks for Lane in season 7. And then, like, it tries to do the thing of, like, oh no, she's happy because she loves her kids. And it's like, fuck that. She was supposed to be a rock star.
Yeah. All right. And then Brian asks, how much coffee and food do they waste at Luke's? Just curious because it happens a lot. There is a lot of uneaten and, like, wasted food.
Yeah.
And those, like, I don't know how Luke's is, like, for the amount of, like, it seems like you get a lot of food at Luke's for what you're paying. Cause those plates, those are some big hefty plates.
Those are some nice plates, yeah.
And like, Luke, there's no way Luke charges more than $10 for anything.
Yeah. Well, maybe he does now. Like, cause I feel like that, I mean, I feel like food is definitely, even within these last years since I've gotten
well,
more expensive.
Also,
like
he's got he's got mouths to feed. He's probably supporting, I mean, his daughter.
Sorry, is he supporting her?
I don't know, maybe. I feel like wouldn't he like want to though, now that he's like had a relationship with her?
Yeah, I guess, but I feel like Sherilyn Fenn's she's got a handle.
Oh, that's right. Sherilyn Fenn was the mom. Man, it's crazy. She's stoked. Yeah. I wonder if she pops up in this and Twin Peaks. And,
yeah, it's all coming up Fenn.
yeah, this is, a lot of stuff's going on. I mean, Netflix is just saving
Saving the World, and old Showtime is Twin Peaks, but that's not coming out till next year. But man, I mean, like, we live in a world where we're getting more Gilmore Girls, we're getting more everything, we're getting everything we want, and stuff we don't even want.
It's just all coming back. Everything, what is dead may never die.
Yeah. It'll live, it'll come back stronger. I don't know the exact words. it comes back stronger.
Yeah, I don't know. What is dead may never die is all I know.
But, I mean, Crystal Pepsi's coming.
People. Yeah, I haven't had a soda since like October, but I'm thinking of because I've never had Crystal Pepsi.
I still am 100, I'm pretty convinced that it's gonna, I think it's gonna taste different. It'll taste better than it did back then because here's the thing, like it was terrible, so nobody wanted it, so it died. It died a terrible death, but they already said it's only gonna be out for like 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And so I don't even know if it's going to be easy to obtain. Ecto Cooler was great. I just ordered it on Amazon.
Nice.
And did you have some?
I did not. That's another thing that I've never had Ecto Cooler.
Oh, so you never had it. You weren't a high C guy growing up?
I was, but I was a little too young for Ecto Cooler.
They had Ecto Cooler until 2001.
They did? Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize that. I mean, I guess I wasn't like, I mean, I wasn't not a high C kid, but it was just like, if it was there, I drank it. If it wasn't,
You're more of a Capri Sun?
Capri Sun or the Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid Jammers?
Were Jammers the ones with the twist-off cup?
No, those were their other. I forgot what those ones were.
I was into the Kool-Aid with the twist-off.
Their version of Squeeze-Its.
Yeah. I was into those.
Gotcha.
And Capri Sun.
I was a Fruit Stand man myself.
Fruit Stand?
Those are like the little, like, they're like I don't even know if they might, I don't even know how long they were around.
Oh, are those little grenades?
The little grenades, yeah.
Yeah, I had a friend who was a Fruit Stand kid and I always thought it was weird. I thought it was too weird for me.
They're great.
It was just like in my weird little kid head, I was like, ah, those are weird drinks. It's not a Kool-Aid Squeeze It.
Yeah. But I actually bought some Kool-Aid Jammers recently because they just came back with like Sharkleberry Finn and some of the 90s flavors.
Jammers were there like Capri Sun type things, right?
I don't think they make the Squeeze-It ones anymore. Maybe they do. No, they do because I've seen them. Because I was in the juice aisle looking for Ecto Cooler because the boxes have not yet made it to the West Coast. They're still only the cans, in the East Coast and Midwest. And the cans you can only get online. Mm. But the boxes aren't in stores yet. Whereas my friend said he went to the store because he lives in the Midwest somewhere and they just had like pallets of them. And I'm like, ugh. But I mean, it's probably for the best because Ecto Cooler is not like the best thing to be drinking.
Yeah.
I'm not a kid anymore. I can't just drink sugar water.
Yeah.
All the time. Cause that's, I mean, like those cans have like 40 grams of sugar in them.
Oh, they're more sugar. They're worse than soda. Yeah.
Well, the only thing worse is Mountain Dew, which has like 80 grams.
Yeah.
No, it's like 75 because they brought back Pitch Black.
I saw that today when I was at Walgreens.
It's Pitch Black versus Baja Blast.
Do you like Baja Blast?
I do, yeah.
I think it's disgusting. I'm the only one.
Have you had the other one, the Sangria Blast or whatever? The other Taco Bell one? It's the other Taco Bell one. I don't know when it came out, but it's at Taco Bell.
I think I might have.
I like it. I like that too.
Yeah. I think I remember thinking that one was okay.
But do you like Pitch Black? Are you Pitch Black? I know Lindy talked about Livewire. He's a big Livewire guy.
I don't remember Pitch Black. I mean, the last time I had it was when it first came out years ago.
You should try it.
Well, I'm off soda. I haven't had a soda.
Oh, that's right. Man, and you're such a big soda guy. How's that's working out for you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised how much I don't miss it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So you're like a water guy? Are you like a sparkling water guy?
No, I hate sparkling water. I think it tastes like sulfur. I don't understand how people do it.
Like even the flavored ones?
Even the flavored ones, yeah.
Because I can do the flavored ones, but not just straight up sparkling water. I think that's gross.
I don't get it. No, I'll drink regular water or tea, usually.
Gotcha. All right. Well... You know what else I do?
Feel like a real weirdo.
Yeah. Well, you're for your health.
What's that?
And it's for your health.
Yeah, people stigmatize milk drinking as adults, but you know what? There's a good glass of milk is refreshing sometimes.
I just drank a nice glass of milk. I mean, it does. It's good.
I'd say maybe I wouldn't do it like before a podcast, but I'll
not right before a podcast, but yeah. I had some milk because I bought some cereal because it was on sale at Walgreens.
Sure.
And, I've been homebody Brendo for this month that I've been off. So, yeah. Eating some cereal in my PJs.
And I'll say, if you're eating like a real meaty dish, milk goes nice with it because it feels like you're on a farm.
Yeah. And I don't know. It's good. Like, it's like you got some protein.
Yeah, it's good.
Cold.
It's good.
What else is refreshing is listening to podcasts on Stitcher.
Yeah.
Cause it's easy to listen to them and you can listen to them on all your devices and you can resume and it keeps your place.
Is this branded content? Is this a sponsor spot?
This is our spot that we do on Radio Brendo Man.
And, is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call it out.
That's okay. I mean, we've been doing this for quite a while. But you can listen to shows on Stitcher. What do you listen to podcasts? What do you use? Are you just an iTunes guy?
Okay. This is the spot. Okay. I don't want to, if we're trying to beef up Stitcher, I listen to it on Stitcher. No, I use Pocket Casts.
That's okay. Cool. Have you tried the Google Play Music? Like now that they have the podcasts on them?
No, I have not.
I haven't either.
I use Google, actually that is my main music player, but I have not listened to podcasts on it.
Well, I like Stitcher because it can, it keeps track of where you are. You don't actually download anything, so I like that. It's streaming.
Yeah.
And I guess if you're worried about data, but they have you can do an offline mode and you can download it while you have Wi-Fi. So they have different ways around that. You can also listen to most of the Benview podcasts on there. Not all of them. For instance, Benview on Spielberg's not on Stitcher. What's up with that?
I wasn't aware of that. I'm going to set to fixing that real quick. Shut Up Leonard fell off a bit, and then we had to get it back on. So I did not realize that Benview on Spielberg had fallen off. I'm going to get that back on soon.
All right. So talk about Benview on Spielberg. What's the latest episode?
Well, we recorded it. We have not released yet. Our BFG episode.
Oh yeah. Did you like the BFG?
Well, Benioff Spielberg.
But listen to Benioff Spielberg.
No, I hated it. It's really bad. I'll tell you. I don't care. Listen to the fullness of how I hated it on Benioff Spielberg.
A lot of people didn't like it.
Oh my God, Brendo. I can't.
Are you a fan of the book? Cause I really like the book.
I've never read the book.
Okay.
Cause I might have read it in elementary school, but if I did read it, I can't remember.
Okay, but you did not like it.
I know it's oh my God, it's so bad. Did you see it?
No.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to watch it.
I mean, we can listen. Really. You can listen to Benview on Spielberg.
Benview on Spielberg.
Drops on the 15th for my full thoughts.
But you got lots of Benview Network podcasts.
That's true.
Including things like Benson's Boombox, your other show, Comic Nerd Unite, featuring former guest Mark Bolton. You got Andrew's show. Nerd's Eye View. You got our other Benson you were just on, MBWS with me and Veronica.
Yep.
Man Brendo's wrestling show talking about wrestling. And you don't have to be like a hardcore wrestling fan. I mean, Veronica before a few last month had never watched wrestling before. And
she's the host of the show.
Yeah, she hosts the show.
You just gotta be a fan.
And you got Midnight Marinara. Which is great if you're into creepypastas.
It's a little spooky time for you. Yeah. Trent Talk, where they talk about Trent Reznor.
It's pretty cool. The podcast preview.
Yeah.
Talking about podcasts. Got Mandarin.
Van Damme.
Oh, yeah. Van Damme, favorite of. I like that show.
It's a good show.
Talking about Jean-Claude Van Damme. You got The Artist Tree.
Yep.
Kayla Berry. Talking with other creative types. A lot of cool interviews. And you're. Completed, but awesome. Shut Up, Leonard.
Yeah,
I mean, if you like Community,
we just got a new listener recently. Apparently, because someone just followed the show and me and Andrew on Twitter. So people are still going out.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, people like Community, and you. I mean, you guys did it. You got Dan Harmon.
Yeah, Dan Harmon was on our penultimate episode. Yeah.
Well, you know what else is awesome is Dream Host. I mean, I know you're at BenvyNetwork.com, you're Squarespace, and we support Squarespace. But here at BrendoMan.com, RadioBrendo.com, and we also use DreamHost, and you can save $50 off DreamHost, you the listener. If you go to RadioBrendo.com and click the DreamHost link, you'll save $50 off your order.
Wow. That's a lot of dollars.
It's a lot of dollars. If you want to start your website about whatever, start your podcast, start your web empire. I mean, lots of possibilities, endless possibilities.
If you can dream it, they can host it.
Yeah. There you go. I wonder if they've used that. I'm sure they have.
Yeah.
You know what else is useful is Amazon Prime. I mean, if you want that Ecto Cooler,
that's where you get it.
Already got the Amazon Prime video library. A lot of great TV shows, a lot of other cool stuff.
You can watch Secret Honor, directed by Robert Altman, a film that I discovered only because it was on Amazon Prime Video and loved.
This guy. I watch a lot of weird music documentaries on Amazon Prime because they have a ton of those.
Yeah.
Like I watched some punk rock ones. I also watched, I talked about it last week, but I watched Man in the High Castle.
I watched the whole Nazi thing. Show.
It's really good. Yeah, the Nazi show.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Nazis.
Yeah.
And a lot of Japanese guys. And the head Japanese guy is played by the guy that played Shang Tsung in the Mortal Kombat movie. And every time I see him, I'm just like, your soul is mine. And he's like trying to be all serious. And I can't. but you can get a free 30-day trial to Amazon Prime if you go to RadioBrendo.com. Click that Amazon Prime banner. And that'll get you a 30-day free trial. Compliments of us. Whether or not you have Amazon Prime or if you already have it, you're buying stuff on Amazon. I mean, come on, everybody buys stuff on Amazon.
Yeah.
Benson, what's the last thing you bought on Amazon?
I don't know off the top of my head. Do you want me to look it up live in real time?
You don't have to.
Amazon's bookmarked. I can check it.
Go for it. You can go Let's for see. It while I talk about how.
My keyboard is not plugged in and it needs my password. All so right. and never mind.
Well, if you go to RadioBrendo.com and then click the Amazon banner before you buy your Amazon stuff, that's the easiest way you can help out the show. And if you do that, then we'll talk about the stuff you bought. But we don't know it was you. We just know the stuff you bought. So don't worry. Buy whatever you want. Buy that adult device that some people keep buying.
Buy that 12-inch dildo you've always had an eye on.
There's been some various things bought.
You got some dildos?
Dildos, some other things. But you know what somebody did buy this week? You got Transformers the Movie Blu-ray Steelbook Edition. If I still bought Blu-rays, I might consider buying this Blu-ray. Have you seen Transformers the Movie?
I assume you're not talking about the Michael Bay
one. Talking about the Michael Bay one. I'm talking about the much better animated movie from the
80s. Orson Welles' last film, as I recall.
Yes. Orson Welles is in it. Eric Idle's in it. A lot of other people are in it. And it traumatized many a young child of the 80s.
Optimus Prime dies. Yeah.
A lot of the toys died so they could make way for new toys.
A lot of the toys died.
They killed a ton of the toys.
The day the toys died.
Yeah. So they can just be like, hey, here's these new toys to buy. But why do you gotta kill the old ones? You can have both.
Yeah.
Well, they brought them all back.
Yeah.
Then after they had already, like, I'm sure parents around the world, like, a lot of parents had to have, like, some serious conversations with their children thanks to that movie. Because for me, that was one of my early exposures to death. That and Top Gun. All right. Somebody bought a bunch of food. I think this is
you were going to say somebody bought a bunch of dildos.
this is what looks like they have this thing called Prime Pantry where.
Oh yeah, my parents use that.
It's a flat $5 shipping to fill up a whole box.
Yeah.
And so somebody did that because we got 20 count Frito-Lay variety sack. So I guess that's chips.
Yep.
Or chips.
Chips.
Shrub. How does Shrub do?
Chips. Chips.
Oh, man. So, I really want to go to Harmontown. They're not doing one after Comic-Con this year, and I tried to go to one last year, and it sold out.
It's a bummer.
But I'm sure they're going to be doing a lot. Did you see that that Harmon panel in Hall H, that looks crazy on Friday.
Oh, on the schedule, I mean.
Yeah.
No, but I plan to attend.
It's like, I mean, it's that Hall H day is crazy, but maybe it'll, I don't know. Cause that's, yeah. But it's after all that's, I don't know. It'll be crazy trying to get into that, but,
you should be like, listen, Dan, you are on Shadow Blender. Just give me the hook up.
Cause it's like, they're going to be talking about the different Harmon shows and stuff and yeah. Harmon Quest and,
I've never once missed a Dan Harmon panel at Comic Con, except for I think one Rick and Morty. I missed one of those, but I never missed any of his community panels. So I hope I can keep that streak going.
I hope you can too, buddy.
Thanks.
You got Campbell's Chunky Chili Beef and Bean.
Nice. That's a good soup. I've had that soup.
This is like what I would buy if I had like a box. Chef Boyardee ravioli, like beef ravioli, 4 count.
Classic.
We got Chef Boyardee spaghetti and meatballs, 4 count.
Sure.
Up here's where you might
be. No beefaroni?
I'm not a beefaroni guy.
Oh, beefaroni that's definitely my favorite of the Chef Boyardee family of products.
I like the Chef Boyardee beefaroni, but I'm just turned off on beefaroni as a whole because at the Disneyland cafeteria, where for the people that work there, they would have a $1.50 meal and sometimes it was beefaroni. And everybody you think like Chef Boyardee beefaroni, that's great, but it was not Chef Boyardee beefaroni and it was just vile, disgusting.
Uh-oh.
So
you've been traumatized.
Yeah. And then that put me off of beefaroni. Mm. And then you got Chex Muddy Buddies. So I know you're not really down on Chex Mix.
Yeah.
But what about Muddy Buddies? Muddy Buddies are great.
What? Now explain to me what happens.
So it's a Chex, and then you coat it with, it's like peanut butter and chocolate and powdered sugar.
Yeah, that sounds like delicious. I'll give my support to that.
You put them in a bag and you shake it in there. And that's how you make the Muddy Buddies.
My problem with the regular Chex Mix is its blandness. I just can't see why
anyone would ever choose it
over any other.
Yes, that is
snack.
Regular Chex Mix, but there are many varieties of Chex Mix, and I think you just need to find your right combo.
Well, that Muddy Buddy does sound delicious. So
there you go. All right, we also got Hi-C. So there's the real. This is why you really. This is what they probably bought this, and then they filled up their box with other stuff because they got 2 cases. Of Hi-C Ecto Cooler.
Nice.
12 packs. Then we got Jolly Rancher Bites Sour. Are those like the
what
soft ones? I think those are the soft ones.
I kind of be into that. Is it like a gummy kind of?
Yeah, they're kind of gummy.
I can see a Jolly Rancher
and they
flavor
have different
working
kinds.
In a gummy.
They have like regular ones, and then they have like sour ones, and then they have like filled ones.
How do you feel about sour candy in general?
I'm not really down on sour candy. I'm not a big fan.
Yeah. I love every once in a while. I love a sour gummy worm. You know, I mean, I talked about eating the nice man. So many sour gummy worms earlier this very day.
But I'm a huge regular gummy fan. Huge.
Mm. Yeah, see, I love regular gummies as well, but I go for that sour.
Like gummy Coke bottles are like my favorite thing in the world.
And of course, I've recently had an incident on Pistol Shrimps Radio, the show that I very much enjoy, Matt Gourley, host of that show and my landlord, has a known love for watermelon Sour Patch Kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
So people will send him watermelon Sour Patch Kids. They'll mail them to him so he'll eat them during the games. During one game, he received a 5-pound bag of watermelon Sour Patch Kids. It was humongous.
Holy crap.
And he offered it to me after the game, and like a fool, I took it. And
did you eat all those?
No, Jesus Christ, no!
Too many.
What happened was my teeth started hurting before I made it to the car to leave the game.
They hurt my teeth too much.
Yeah, but I kept eating them because I love the taste so much, and then we kept them in the house, and I was just eating them too much because they were just there all the time. And then I had a party, and when I was cleaning up after the party, I used that as an opportunity to make the management decision and throw that bag away. Because we still had like a good 3 pounds of kids left in there.
Damn.
So it was a real, it was becoming like Homer with the sandwich, where it was just this thing that was hurting me more and more, but
Matt, are you eating those Sour Patch Kids again? Well, my favorite thing like that is, one time we had a concert and Phil and I got like this huge budget to buy food. So we went to Smart and Final and just bought a ton of candy. And then we each bought a thing that we wanted. So I bought a case of the, like the real gummy bears. Cause normally those are like really expensive. Yeah. And then Phil bought a tub of, cause his favorite things are, gummy peach rings.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Like peach rings. Those are his ultimate favorite, where he would put in, we had this thing called Bubs at Biola, and it was kind of like an early version of Facebook or MySpace. It was like our online bulletin board system. And you had like a profile page that you could put whatever you wanted in there. So when you like posted something and people were like, who's this idiot? And then they click on you and it'd be like, you could put up like, mine actually had like a sound clip of The Rock, like just dumb. Like, And like, so, but Phil's had, please send peach rings, and he put his Biola mailbox and girls, cause Phil was very popular with the ladies, and he got peach rings in his mailbox all the time. But so he bought this tub of peach rings, and then, but he left it in his car after he ate it. And, and then it melted. But then, like, that did not stop Phil.
Because now he has one mega peach ring.
It turned into, like, this goo. And then he would just sit there, and he'd, like, scoop the goo with his finger.
Like Winnie the Pooh with the honey.
Yeah, exactly. And he was eating his peach goo for, like, for weeks.
Oh, no.
It was pretty crazy. Somebody should make a picture of Phil as Winnie the Pooh with the peach ring. So I have a theory about why I'm turned off by sour candy, because I will enjoy it from time to time. Just extremely in moderation, because one time, I don't know what happened. I think it was for Easter. We got like you get like Easter baskets.
Yeah.
And I got in my Easter basket the rolled sweet tarts, like, you know, in the roll.
Oh,
like
yeah.
The big roll, like the big roll. And I don't know. I, like you said, like you're like, oh, these are really good. And you keep eating them.
Yeah.
And I burned my taste buds off. like to the point where at first, I thought I had like permanently damaged myself. And I was like 11 years old, and I was like seriously like crying. So I'm like, Dad, it's so sour. I can't take, cause like we had to eat dinner that night, and we had like spaghetti or something, and all I could taste was sweet tarts. Like everything was sour. Like I think it like burned my taste.
You got yourself a taste tattoo. Yeah,
like it burned my taste buds. So for like a few days, like everything was sour. I was like, this is awful. This is terrible. And like it ruined me for sour things for quite a while.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that ruining sour for you.
I love Haribo gummies, and they have those sour bears, and I've never had them.
Because I love those.
Just like, oh, but I think I might get back into sour candy. I don't know.
Watch out for those kids, though. They'll get you.
So speaking of candies, actually, I don't know if you tried these. They're actually pretty good. Mott's Medley's assorted fruit-flavored fruit snacks. The Mott's fruit snacks.
Oh, I have not had
They're pretty good. We got Planters flavored peanuts, sea salt, and vinegar. Wow, someone went all out with the snacks.
Yeah.
We got Snack Packs, chocolate and vanilla.
Nice.
And
have you seen they make giant snack packs now?
Oh yeah, I've seen those.
I had never seen those until today.
Isn't it like a little like a bowl?
It's the ones I saw were just like they were like the regular snack pack, but like a little thicker and a lot taller.
Oh, okay, yeah, I've seen those. The really tall
like a tall boy, like a snack pack like tall snack boy. Pack,
tall boy. I just thought I would think like maybe it would be like a bowl, like
just a full bowl of snack pack.
Yeah. Like, or like a Go Cup size. Like,
yeah.
But how come
they never did Go-Gurts for pudding?
I don't know. They should, right?
Yeah.
Well, finally, somebody is making the mistake. Well, it doesn't say, this is a smaller bag. Sour Patch Kids 14-ounce bag.
Oh yeah, they got those kids. Did you ever have this is a discontinued product from, I think I was probably in like junior high, so like around 2003, probably 2004. They made Jell-O made what they called pudding bites, which were these weird kind of solid cubes of pudding.
Yeah. It was really weird.
I loved those so much.
They were good, but they were weird.
They were weird as hell, and I think about them so often, and there's nothing that tastes like them. The taste was such a weird, unique, created in a lab situation that nothing comes close, and I'm still very bummed that those don't exist.
You're a crispy M&M's guy, right?
You know, I was.
They're bad.
And then in their time gone, my taste matured, I guess you could say. To the point where I now prefer, and I would be like the boring adult to prove how lame of a person I am. I'm a dark chocolate peanut.
Oh, M&M. Wow. Yeah. That's dark chocolate peanut M&M. That's like the ultimate mom.
Yeah, I know. But that's what happened to my taste buds. I love a dark chocolate peanut M&M.
So you're a dark chocolate fan?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
We went to the M&M, like the big store in Vegas where you can get like, but it's like crazy expensive because you can get like the individual, like every color and every kind. And they have crispy, they have minis, they have everything. They have ones that you can't get anywhere else, like all their special edition ones and their holiday ones. And you can get every, but it's like $8 for like a quarter pound. It's like so much money, but you can get all different colors and all that stuff. You can also, they will put, you can also, I mean, you can do this online, but also, there you can get anything printed on an M&M.
Oh, cool.
So you can get like different letters and stuff.
Do you know, a candy bar? I don't know if it's called Uno or Uno. It's U-N-O.
Yeah, I've had those.
They're not discontinued. That's because I was talking to someone who she had said that was like her favorite candy bar that she couldn't find anywhere, so they're discontinued. I found one candy store that sells them in Long Beach, and they're so good.
They're really good, yeah.
When they were like a thing that was around regularly, but props to the. Do you know if it's Uno or Uno?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Not sure.
They got them at Bon Bon right by AMC Marina Pacifica. Sneak it into the theater, have a good time. It's a truffle candy bar for those really of you who don't know.
They have them at a lot of like the specialty like soda shops.
Oh yeah.
And then I have seen them at I got one at the 99 cent store.
Oh really? Nice. Yeah.
Although the 99 cent only stores actually have a really good candy selection.
They do, right?
They have a large variety. They have Mike and Ike's that you won't find anywhere else.
It's crazy the difference between a 99 cent only store for candy and a Dollar Tree, because Dollar Tree has a theoretically great candy selection. But their shit's always stale. Always super stale.
Yeah.
And it bums me out.
99 cent, they have like gummy, they have Haribo stuff now at 99 cent only store. Like you can get gummy Coke bottles.
Yeah.
You can get lots of different stuff. They have my favorite thing, Tropical Heat, hot tamales.
Nice.
I'm a big fan of those.
Have you ever had I found this also at the candy store that had the Uno. Beeman's gum. Have you ever had that? I've been so curious to try it since I saw it in Tomorrowland, and they got it there, and it was delightful. It was like chewing a Pepsi.
Yeah, it's really good. All right, well, I think we're going to wrap it up, but be sure to check out our Facebook group and our subreddit. Facebook group, there's always cool stuff. We're posting in there, different links, fun, weird videos. Phil usually will find some really random weird video, put it in there, and you can get the links to all that stuff at RadioBrendo.com. Also, be sure to check out our Clicker Heroes clan if you're playing Clicker Heroes. It's a free game on Steam.
I'm always seeing little bumps on Steam. Brendan Man's playing Clicker Heroes. I see that so
I'm pretty much, it's open all the time on my computer. it's also on clickerheroes.com or on all your phones, devices. And our clan name is Radio Space Brendan Man. So, join the clan. We also got myvacationpants.com. That's Janelle's travel blog. Lots of cool stuff there. And their show, Mandarin Orange Show. And speaking of Vecchio's, Phil's brother, Matt, his escape room, mountainroomescapes.com. If you're in the Big Bear area, if you're visiting,
sure to check it out. It's awesome. Philip, Matt, have you done an escape room?
I have not.
They're really cool.
I'm kind of into the idea. I've never had the chance.
Well, they're really fun. And if you're going up to Big Bear, check out mountainroomescapes.com. And if you use the code RadioBrendoMan, you get $5 off each ticket.
Nice.
And you get a special exclusive gift. So there you go.
Wow.
So we talked about next week, Phil and I are going to be talking about the Comic-Con schedule. We'll do our annual schedule preview. Getting excited about that. Do you have a specific thing that you're super excited for at Comic-Con, Benson?
I actually haven't even looked at the schedule yet. I'm trying to be zen about it. I'm trying to just like, you know.
It's good. I like it. Yeah. I mean, we've all kind of adopted this very zen approach to Comic-Con, and I think that's what's kept us in the game.
That's what you need at Comic-Con.
Because the moment, you kind of have to realize, like, I'm not going to get into everything.
I'm going to get into what I get into, and it's going
to
be fun.
And, I mean, it helped to have our, like, ultimate Comic-Con experience where we did get to do everything. And it's like, well, I'm never going to be able to top this.
Yeah.
And then we've had all kinds of great experiences with that new attitude
in
the last several years. And I think it's really helped out, paved us. So now, I can't see myself not going to Comic-Con. Like, that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Like, whereas there's plenty of people like, oh, I'm never again, or and I'm definitely not one of those people. I love Comic-Con so much.
It's a good time.
Speaking of Comic-Cons, so that's going to be July 21st to 24th. We are officially, the schedule is out. So Thursday night from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m., we are going to be in room 4. That's going to be the Webcomics Advocates panel.
Nice.
So featuring myself, Phil, and Josh Anderson from Extra Damage, as well as Patrick Scullin of Super Siblings. And it's always a good time. We're also going to be doing our mega casts. We are taking back the free soda room this year.
By force, if we have to.
Screw that lady. whatever. We'll just be a little bit more chill about it. I just think that was a freak incident, and we'll be fine. Speaking of podcasts at Comic-Cons, podcastadvocates.com, we're going to be repping hard in conjunction with Benview Network at Comic-Con Palm Springs, August 26th through 28th.
Get your tickets.
ComicConPalmSprings.com. Use the code CVW to get $10 off the tickets. They're going fast, apparently. Lots of big guests. Stan Lee's going to be there.
Wow.
Clancy Brown's going to be there.
I love that guy.
Yeah, lots of cool, great guests. And lots of the Benview Network is going to be rolling deep. We got live shows, live Radio Brendoman, live Mandarin Orange Show, Nerd's Eye View, Extra Damage. And I forgot to mention this, but because Derek isn't going to be there so for us to do popsicles, and since Benson and Veronica are going to be there, I guess I should have ran this by you guys.
What's happening?
We're going to be doing a live MBWS.
What?
Yeah.
All right. Right on.
Because I figured we could do just a popsicles with you and me.
Yeah.
But since Derek's not going to be there, I figured we could just do an MBWS.
All right.
And I think it'd be fun.
Yeah. I'm down. Okay.
Well, you're going to be there anyways.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not going to be there and be like, nah, I'm going to pass.
Because there's also going to be lots of panels. We're going to be talking about podcasting. We're going to be talking about you're moderating the Podcast Advocates panel.
That is correct.
There's going to be like lots of cool panels. Lizzie and Kat from The Blaze are going to be there. Cheryl from Movies Made Me is going to be there. Yeah. Lots of good stuff. And I'm very excited. Benson, I'm sure you're excited.
It's going to be a hell of a time.
Definitely. Hell of a time. One more thing to put on the schedule that I am super excited for. August 4th, it's a Thursday, our friends Lizzie and Kat, they do the the Blaze podcast. They're going to be doing a live reading of the episode Something in the Air, which is known as the Donna Martin Graduates episode, if you're familiar with Now 2.0 at all.
Yeah.
Are you familiar?
It's the
episode where Donna Martin, she is facing being she's not going to get to graduate because she got drunk at prom.
Oh
Oh no.
And the class rallies around her, and it's going to be, I'm really excited. They've only announced a few of the people participating, but they've already got some great talent. Jensen Karp is going to be playing a part.
Old Greg Escalante himself.
And comedian Sarah Benincasa, and some other Charles Rosen, executive producer of 90210, Mrs. Teasley. I forgot her name, the lady that plays one of the vice principal, Mrs. Teasley, on 90210. And I'm sure they got some other cast members, and they're going to be announcing more. But you can buy tickets. They're like $18, and or they're like $20, I think. Let me look here. They are $18 plus fees, so it's like $20. And you can get those tickets at DonnaMartinGraduates.com. And all proceeds go to charity.
Nice.
So very excited for that. And it is directed by Lindsay Rosen, who is the daughter of Chuck Rosen, the executive producer of 90210. And she also is the director. She produced the Cruel Intentions musical and the pilot for the Cruel Intentions TV show, which I don't know if that got picked up or not. They haven't said. That'd be cool if they did.
Yeah.
If you're a Cruel Intentions fan. So that's exciting. And, Matt, where can people find you on Twitter?
You can find me at Dr. Matt Benson. That's Dr. Matt Benson.
And we will be back on Thursday. I'm hoping to get Phil. If we don't get Phil, it'll be something else, but I'm pretty sure we can get Phil to talk about his trip, and I'll talk about my Disneyland trip. And I saw Brian Wilson at the Hollywood Bowl last night, and it was amazing. Talk about that a little bit next time. So I think that's going to do it for this week. Be sure to go to benvnetwork.com, check out all the shows, radiobrendo.com. Contact form is there, or you can email us radiobrendoman@gmail.com. And we'll see you next time. So for Radio Brendo Man, I'm Brendan Creasy, and you're Matt Benson. Did we lose you, Matt? I think we lost Matt Benson. Well, hey, there you go. Perfect timing. Have a good one, everybody.
This podcast is a part of the Benview Network.
You can find this and other podcasts like it at BenviewNetwork.com.
Hello and welcome to Benview on Spielberg. I'm your resident Spielberg apatheticist, Matt Benson.
And I'm resident Spielberg fanatic, Justin Keyzon.
And today we're going to talk about...
Duel.
The Sugarland Express.
Jaws.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
1941.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
Twilight Zone.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Empire.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Jurassic World. Lost World. Saving Private
Ryan.
Minority.
Catch Me If You Can.
The Terminator.
Indiana Jones.
The Adventures of
Tintin.
Indiana Jones. Close Encounters. Catch Me If You Can. AI. Twilight Zone.
Steven Spielberg. Benview on Spielberg. New episodes dropping on the 15th of every month at BenviewNetwork.com.